You know that we often hear the negative comments about service in Barbados, but Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley got a different observation this past week when she met with Barbadians living in St. Lucia.
My name is Arthur Allen. Madam Prime Minister, Mr. Ambassador, former Prime Minister of St. Lucia. Two quick points, well, actually two and a half. My wife and I went to Barbados two and a half weeks ago, to renew her passport and driver's license. We did about six backflips. We could not believe it was the same Barbados. Honest to God. People were so friendly, so helpful. The government workers, I mean, the immigration at Barbados was a terrorist organization, you know. And I'm telling you, a lot to be proud of. Congratulations.
They really are working.
Yes, they are fantastic. Went to the driver's license place. The girl gave us so much information and everything. Cannot complain. Everywhere we went, the police, everyone. Now, on a more serious note, the 2020, I agree. We also have those Bajans who live overseas. We have a lot of skills that can come home and enhance the enhance Barbados in a very positive way. So I agree with that, what you're saying. But the most important thing I want to get on to now is CARICOM. Paul Keynes Douglas said many, many years ago, CARICOM and CARI gone. And CARI almost gone. CARI is now like a diamond upside down, top heavy. And thanks to you and the Barbados government, it's trying to change things. One thing I would ask you, two things. The OECS model, you should seriously consider the OECS model. Freedom of movement, travel, live, everything. We have not had in the OECS, we have not had a flood of immigrants from Grenada, St. Vincent, Antigua, all these places. We've had minimal. What we have a flood of, which destroyed the Federation, the Jamaicans. We got thousands of Jamaicans in St. Lucia, all working as security guards and all that. A lot of them illegal. I'm just using that, nothing to do with Jamaicans, but I'm just using that as an example of where CARICOM is failing. The other thing, the skills certificate. This skills certificate, whilst well-intended, if I get a skills certificate for St. Lucia, I can't go and use it in St. Vincent. I can't go and use it in Trinidad. There's a lot of trouble to get it. I can use it, but so much trouble. You should be able to just walk in with it like a visa to the Caribbean. Walk in, you got a skills certificate from your country, bam, you in. So this is why I'm trying to say, focus on the OECS model. That is the most practical political model I have seen. It puts CARICOM to shame. Study it carefully, because there's a lot to learn from it. And that's just my word of advice to you from what I have observed. I travel to all these islands. I could go and live and work in St. Vincent tomorrow. I just walk in, bam. You know, driver's license the next day. Things like that. And we have to, CARICOM has been too top heavy for too long. Too many BMWs and Jags and stuff and big offices and people traveling all over the world. And these little islands, we cannot afford to pay these big salaries. You know, I have a degree in economics, you know, just for my own knowledge. And my degree better than some of them fellows working in CARICOM, I tell you. I'm serious. Serious. And what I'm trying to say, CARICOM needs to be trimmed. It needs to be streamlined, like what you did when you got into power. You did a wonderful job. The Barbados government, man, I tell you, we did backflips. I could not believe that was Barbados. I had not been for 2 years. And when I got there, I said, wow.
Arthur Allen, a Barbadian living in St. Lucia. Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know you can buy insurance in Barbados when you travel overseas that provides flexible health insurance and allows you to receive medical treatment in the country of your choice? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide, mobile, all-inclusive. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.